Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. I want to speak today about when enough is enough. Right from a young age, we have always been told never give up, keep pushing, keep striving, keep persevering, keep at it. And if you keep putting in the effort and keep striving, eventually, you will get the outcome you want. After many, many years, in my opinion, that is not always true. In certain situations, you need to cut the cord and give up. In situations, there comes a point when enough is enough and you need to move on. What do I mean by that? And let's look at this situation because this is one of those interesting cases where sometimes you need to let go of the old and you need to burn the forest so that after the old is gone, there is space for the new crop and the new growth to occur. This can happen in either a work setting or in your personal life. It could be a boss, it could be a peer, it could be a subordinate, it could be a leader in the organization, it could happen in your personal life, it could be a friend, a relative. A child, a spouse, a parent, no matter what the situation is, when you get to a point when nothing is working, you really have to take a step back and ask the question, is this worth it? Is God trying to give me a sign that I need to cut this relationship and move on? So let's talk a little about what are those situations and at what point is enough enough? When the other person stops respecting you, and every time you try to have a conversation, it morphs into an argument, and worse, it becomes destructive and it becomes an attack on each individual, that is a problem. You have to understand what is the underlying cause of the behavior. If you treat the symptom, you will never get to the root cause of the problem. And the problem may be so deep and so many layers down that it cannot be solved. And if you are in that situation, then it is best to move on. Let me give you an example. In my opinion, trust is the basis of any relationship. And if there's no trust, there's no relationship. People make mistakes, people get hurt, they cause hurt to others, they get hurt by others. But if there's trust and there's forgiveness and there's grace, and you take the higher ground, you move on and you understand people made a mistake. You move on. You don't forget about what they did, but you don't hold them against that for the rest of their life. And you don't let that create resentment and deep-rooted almost hatred and spite towards the other person. When that happens, nothing the other person says or does is enough. Nothing the other person tries to portray by their behaviors and actions is ever enough. Everything you do is viewed from the standpoint of what is this person trying to do now? How are they trying to trick me? How are they trying to make me look bad? What is the strategy to cheat me of what is due to me? when the person and the relationship gets to that point that it is never enough, everything is twisted and turned and viewed negatively, a normal conversation devolves into an argument, and nobody can see the good in the person and in what they're trying to do, that is a clear-cut sign that you need to cut the cord, because the relationship, in my opinion, is at a point of no return. When both parties are miserable after the exchange than before, and both parties question why they invested the time to have that discussion, and there is a loss of welfare at both parties' end after the interaction, that is a lose-lose situation. And it is best that you cut the situation and move on so that there is minimized loss of welfare, total welfare. Only you can figure out when that point is has arrived, because you're the one who's living the situation. You have to trust your judgment. You can talk to other people and ask them for their advice, but they don't really know what is exactly happening because they haven't walked in your shoes. When you don't walk in the person's shoes, how can you judge them? Because you don't know the choices that are available to them. So talk to people if that makes you feel better, but only you and God know exactly what situation you're in. Do yourself a favor. If you're at the point where you start seeing some of these behaviors, you need to take the call and you need to stop right there. If you're at the point where you start having to convince the other person of the value you bring to the relationship and why it makes sense for them to continue to have time with you, that is a problem. Nobody needs to do that. Particularly if you've been in that relationship for a while. Do not let people walk over you. Do not let people treat you like a doormat. Have courage, have self-respect, have dignity. The only relationship where the other person should be telling you how and what you need to do is your relationship with God. Everybody else is at an equal footing. We are all sinners. We have all made mistakes. And nobody should be putting themselves up at a pedestal higher than you and pulling you down. You need to be in a relationship where the other person uplifts you, where the other person encourages you, where the other person enables you to grow and become larger and expand your comfort zone and expand your zone of possibility and enables you and helps you dream bigger and have more impact. If the reverse is true, where the relationship and the person is constricting you and pulling you down and actually discouraging you and finding fault with you and pointing out all your flaws and all your mistakes and how you messed up and how you screwed up, then that relationship after a while starts depleting from you instead of adding to you. And that at that time it has to end. Now, I'm not saying that you do this right away. I'm not saying that when you just have started a new relationship and a few issues come and a few speed bumps come that you throw in the towel. No, I'm not saying that at all. But in a long relationship, after you've been doing a lot of things and it keeps growing, it doesn't happen overnight, the problems start happening and then they start increasing and accumulating. And when you start seeing that people are starting to keep score and point out things that happened, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago, that is an indication that something drastic needs to be done. Albert Einstein said, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and you expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. So please do yourself a favor. You are not insane. You are a logical, beautiful human being. If somebody doesn't value you and doesn't appreciate you and misconstrues your actions and your attitudes and your behaviors, then beyond a point, they are not the right person for you. God has a different plan for you. Trust Him. When one door closes, the other opens, but you need to close the existing door that is not working for you. If you do not close it, you will not find the next door, which in most cases is the better door. If you keep the door open, even though you're miserable and the other person is miserable, nobody is benefiting. You need to let go of the old to make way for the new. You need to swim away from the shore to get to the other side. If you do not get off the boat, you cannot walk on water. That is when it makes sense to give up. That is when enough is enough. I hope you enjoyed this message. This is Sal, Sally. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them for you. Please do yourself a favor. Live your life in harmony and with respect. Everybody deserves it, and so do you. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.